The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
It's a weird, people be weird, you know what I mean, as far as how they act.
Okay. And regarding what?
No, because I saw, and I've seen it in real life, but I've saw it just most recently on a series where somebody was using their partner's toothbrush. And
on purpose?
Yeah.
I think I may have done it once or twice.
Yeah.
On purpose?
On purpose. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah. And my thing is that this is the thing. If you are a French Reggie, right? If you eaten ass already, like if I've already licked your ass, now that may be grounds for you not wanting me to use your toothbrush. I can understand that. But the fact that people act as if that's the worst thing ever. Now, I don't know how you finish your toothbrush off when you're done, but I rinse the motherfucker out. Like when I'm done with my toothbrush,
hopefully
there's nothing, there's no bits in it, right? There's nothing.
That's probably residue you can't see between the bristles, but it's not anything evident. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see, there's no chunks. There's right. There's nothing in between the bristles, like you said, that you can see.
Right.
Microscopic, sure, whatever. I'm not saying you gotta monk that motherfucker in hot water, nuke
you it. What
or
to it?
Monk
it?
Yeah.
What's that?
So you're not familiar with Monk?
No.
The character Monk.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking about. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
In the beginning.
Yeah, the OCD guy, right?
What's the score, Mac? You can't get... Can't
Monk?
The show?
So because it's a series.
Yeah,
that's
show score, nigga.
Three. Monk's above a three.
Yeah, Monk is a four.
Yeah, Monk's above a three.
Monk's a four. Monk's good.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, like,
compared to the other things, like the Law and Orders and all
why
that.
Why are you comparing to the other things?
Yeah, why are we comparing
it
to other things?
It compares to itself. What is it?
Monk's is high 3.9.
This is a detective show. I was comparing it to other
But again,
show.
I think it's what it is. It's not, it's just a detective. It's that he's got
OCD. It's his OCD and his afflictions that make him as good as he is.
Exactly. And like in the beginning, one of his things is he's microwaving his toothbrush, right? He microwaves the water and puts it in boiling water before he uses his toothbrush all the time.
The reason why that's important is because, like, if, for example, me, right? I don't, if you monked it, I'd probably be okay with it because I know how Monk gets down. That shit is clean.
Would you use his toothbrush if he monked it?
Say we're in an artificial world and Monk existed, maybe, because it would be clean.
If Mac microwaved it, if Mac monked his toothbrush, would you use his toothbrush?
Mac's not Monk.
Yeah, no, so again, like,
he's a clean freak, but he's not
Monk.
You
could just say
no. But see, this is the key thing.
I thought I did.
No, but this is the thing in regards to that, right? Like, the don't have any...
relationship.
No, we don't have any, like, bodily fluid swapping already.
Yeah.
Like, in a relationship...
You do.
Like, if your girl, like, y'all tongue kissing, you eating her pussy, she's sucking your dick.
But are you doing it first thing in the morning?
No.
That's a valid question.
Okay, but that's not what I'm, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Right? Let's get to that. But what I'm saying is that before you ever use a toothbrush, y'all got more fucking swapping fluids and things going in each other's mouths that ain't... Come on, man. Like,
that aren't hygienical.
That I think a rinsed off toothbrush, and again, when I'm done with it, it's going to be okay. Like, I've actually been in a situation where I've used a toothbrush of a chick that I, because I didn't have one at her house, and I used her. She's like, using my toothbrush? I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I assume that when I looked at it, it was clean, right? It didn't have anything in it. And when I'm done with it, I'm going to rinse it out. But I don't understand the hang up because last night you swallowed my cum and I was licking your pussy.
Okay.
So
Mac, you're the freakiest nigga in the room probably. I'm just guessing.
What was y'all saying? Freak ass nigga.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. guaranteed.
You're the freaking nigga.
He did that to some girl, not like his wife. Just a random chick and you fucked
him
up.
Fuck the nigga. That's fine. What, I'm just like, God damn, the detail.
Right, it's like unnecessary. Like, he went all the way in.
No, I'm just saying, like, but again, this is the thing where I'm talking, this she is where my mindset nut, is. So. Like, all of the shit that we were just doing. Yeah. You. This is what
you
this
swallowed net, but you don't want to.
This is your
toothbrush,
right? This is your offense line. This is where you're like, ugh, Mac, like, got, don't do that.
The reason why I said you're the freakiest nigga in the room is because I was going to ask you this question. So, have you ever spit in a girl's mouth or vice versa?
Yep.
You did.
Yep.
Okay, so then why are you?
Has anybody
about
else in this room done that?
I've never done
in a girl's
it.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done. Okay, so them two. To a black, say, I've never
black
done
girl.
That.
To a black girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You ever done it? Pac.
I've never done it.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
Yeah.
And I've honestly, had, I hate when they do it in porn. That shit grosses me out.
I've never had it done to me either. So so that couch over there, y'all fucking with anybody's toothbrush. Y'all spit each other's mouths and shit.
I never used somebody's toothbrush.
So the question
spit,
I had.
Come on, now, nigga.
So the question I got is.
You got to be stopping
spit,
with this shit.
Spitting that nigga mouth real quick.
Spitting is slobber. Like, what's the difference between spitting and swapping spit?
You're right. Spitting French Reggie mouth real quick.
No, nigga, me and French Reggie ain't never kissed. I'm saying when you swap.
Kiss real quick.
What do they call it when you tongue kiss it? Swap and spit.
No, that's not the same, nigga.
What are you talking about?
The same as gathering all of your spit together.
Might be some mucus in there.
Nah, I ain't getting no Hoctua on
no,
that bitch.
I'm just saying, yeah.
I ain't Hoctua that in there,
I'm
in
just
their
saying.
Mouth. You know what I mean?
My question though is you talk about rinsing the toothbrush.
Right.
Rinsing the toothbrush, getting some water in there. I heard no mention of no soap, no bleach, no nothing.
Soap,
so I'm just wondering. No, I'm just wondering.
How do you get bleach off of a toothbrush?
Wait. Okay. My question is so water's good enough for the toothbrush.
Yes.
How many of y'all take a shower and don't use soap?
We use soap when we take a
shower.
No. We're black.
How many of y'all?
Nobody.
Exactly. And why is that?
Because you won't be clean. It'll just be wet.
So why is water
Stop.
Okay?
This
for
nigga don't even wash all his body
out
parts.
Bacteria and all
me?
Kinds of shit.
Be honest,
that's in
don't
your
even.
Mouth.
Be honest, don't even. He don't even wash his legs and all the rest.
I do.
Hey, no, that's fine. We already know. Be honest, got that super rich nigga shower that fuck
wash,
up Apple watches and shit.
I wash my underarms and my crotch and booty hole
right.
area, and then the water. And the soap run down
well,
on my leg.
Exactly.
It washes on
his
leg.
Yeah, he only washes the hot spots.
Now, but I, and again.
Those, hey, ain't gonna lie. That's what I told my son. I like, listen, nigga, if you don't wash nothing else,
wash the hot
you
spots.
Got to hit these.
So look,
like,
though,
these got to be clean.
As I've explained before, that is only on normal occasions. If I do something dirty, I'm gonna wash my entire body. If I go out and
that's good
run,
to know.
If I go out
cut the
run,
grass.
If I go out and yeah, cut the grass or run or
yeah.
something where I'm just like dirty and getting sweaty, I will wash my whole body. On a normal day where I didn't do really anything, I'm gonna just wash the places that matter. Hair, face, underarms, crotch, asshole area. That's it. All the rest of that shit is a waste of time.
I don't know.
Hey,
those
are the high intensity areas, right?
When the last time you said, "Man, nigga, your knees stink"? Ain't nobody ever said that. Nobody's ever said, "Bro, your fucking knees smell, my nigga. Like you smell like your knees smell like shit, my nigga.
Your knees do smell.
Man, that smell like the back of somebody's knee."
When anybody ever said, "Bro, your bicep is terrible today"?
I've heard niggas talk about their feet.
Feet is a kind of
feet got to get washed, bro.
No, hold on,
because it's been on a shoe for too long.
I've heard niggas, like, I knew a nigga named Rico. That nigga came around and you could smell that nigga before he came around to you.
Do you
like, goddamn, nigga, your feet stink?
Do you think
shoes.
That you can
he
go
was sweating in them
okay.
shoes?
Okay, too long. Now.
I never put my hands on my feet. That's terrible to me. I hate feet. Do you think though? Do you think that you can go up to my closet right now and smell any shoe that smells like funky ass foot? You won't.
I doubt
no
that.
No way possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't
that.
Wash my feet because that's disgusting. Feet are disgusting, bro. Feet are the worst part of the body. There's nothing worse than a foot.
So what? So
your ass is cleaner than a foot.
So wait a minute. So you you ain't allowed no toe sucking?
No. What?
Oh no!
You
y'all
better
did,
get the
y'all,
fuck
y'all did this before. You almost freaked him out when
you better get all the way the fuck away from me.
I don't toe suck either.
I don't even like doing
French Reggie, stop, my nigga.
Massages.
You can't do me like this, bro, because when you talk about eating ass, but you won't suck a toe.
Hey, he just said ass was cleaner than toes, too.
My ass is cleaner than my toes. You would be better.
But you're not eating your
ass.
Own ass.
Anybody would be better eating my ass than eating my feet.
Okay.
And my feet are still, I'm telling you, you're not going to find a stinky shoe.
Every time you say that, I start thinking about Boomerang.
You don't fuck her feet.
You don't fuck her feet.
No, but.
That nigga killed me, though, when he
was
with the covers trying to.
What's
Boomerang?
The rating?
Yeah. 4.5.
4.5. 4-5. Yeah. I would say right before 4-4. But
I'll give you 4-4, but I love that one.
This is what he say. Hey, baby, remember that baby, she got her stitches out.
Whoop that pussy.
No, pops. Like, I think your people
get it coordinate.
I think my parents in your bathroom hitting it.
Don't nobody going up by 35. And then he say that first in Boomerang.
No,
35,
no, no.
45 minutes.
No, no. He just came out and she came out trying to fix her shit.
That nigga shit was all fucked
right.
up.
Right, was fucked up.
Got a mushroom belt. Got a mushroom.
That nigga looked like Trump when he got shot when he came out of that bathroom.
Yeah, he did. And she came out popping her. She came out popping her gum, like nothing happened. Like, and just walked on past that nigga. Like, what? Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Love should have brought your ass home. There's so many quotables in there.
Brought over a pot of chitlins. Your dad brought a whole pot of chitlins.
That's crazy. Chris Rock was in that movie too, man, as the male guy.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, first the beast, you know what he say? First the fat boys
break up.
Now this. Like, come on, man.
A lot of great shit in that movie.
The male man. The male dude, yeah, for sure.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Come on, Mac. It was your turn. You were about to say something.
Sharing toothbrush with a...
No, but what was he saying that he got the boomerang on?
Oh, no, we were talking about fucking...
We got the boomerang because he was talking about feet.
Right, he said that, you know, and I was just
I
like...
Say, every time you talk about it, it reminds me of that.
I say ass. Hey, I mean, you can't be telling me you eat an ass, but you won't lick a toe.
I have a thing against feet. It's not necessarily that feet are...
Pedicure, too? Like, I mean, straight from the pedicure?
Don't matter, bro.
You know what I mean? Nice and soft?
Don't matter,
bro. Out the shower, washed?
And, you know, I think all sex should be a little dirty, and the best sex is the dirty kind. However, when
get a little toe jam in your mouth, then nigga, put that little toe jam in that bread, boy.
But Jerry Mac, you were saying earlier that you don't think sharing a toothbrush is the worst thing.
Not at all.
So
he spits in people's mouths.
Yeah, I know. But what was the original point of the topic?
Because I've seen it. Like I've seen people act. That is it. That's it. Because I've seen motherfuckers act like that's the worst thing ever, and I'm like, listen, the level of body fluids that get exchanged. Again, motherfuckers out here talking about eating ass like groceries.
So are you going to share?
But you going to eat ass like groceries.
Are you gonna,
I remember fucking O-Dub used to say, like, he like it right out of the gym. You know, he like to eat some pussy right out the gym. But so all of this is fair game. All of this is okay to put in your mouth. Right.
Hell no, toothbrush. Hell no.
Right, but to share a toothbrush?
I think it's the reason why it grosses people out really is more of like, the context and the setting, like spit in the girl's mouth in the context of sex, you getting your freak on,
mm-hmm.
makes perfect sense. But don't go spit in my mouth while
I'm not spitting in your mouth.
Don't spit on my damn steak or something. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not spitting on your mouth. I'm
saying it's the same concept.
No,
with
I
the
get what you're saying. Like in the moment who of what's going on, there, you know, shit. Yeah. They're,
who leaves a toothbrush funky like that though? That's what I'm saying.
It's not even about leaving it funky. It's because it's a personal thing I use for my personal hygiene. I don't need you to use it.
So would you wear it? Would you share it? Okay, let me ask you this. Would you, if you're taking a shower with a chick?
Yeah. Share a towel?
Share a wash rag.
I was just about to say, are you going to share the wash rag?
You going to share a wash rag?
I haven't shared a wash rag.
I haven't either.
I've shared a towel to dry off.
I've shared a towel to dry off, but I've never shared a wash rag.
But there's one wash rag in the shower.
Or the loofah or nothing.
Right.
I'll use my hand.
Y'all ain't shared a loofah?
No. Washcloth is weird, bro.
No.
Washcloth is weird.
So there's only one wash.
Honestly, I see that the same as the toothbrush.
So that's my point.
Agreed.
Because so if you're in a shower, there's one washcloth.
I know I'm both, so.
There's one washcloth.
Mm-hmm. I'm using my hands. I'm going old school.
Yeah.
And she's using the washcloth. You're not going to fucking...
Oh, I don't use a washcloth.
I'm going to bring one with me if that's the case.
No, nigga, that's not the option. Hands.
Or I'll use my hands.
Yeah. So
she'll use her hands because she's a white girl.
I'm definitely white because I never use a washcloth unless it's one of those bad days. Like I had a real like rough day.
Oh, yeah,
day.
Yeah.
My mama used to say that. White people don't use...
I use washcloth.
When you give me dap, you're dapping up when I washed my balls last night. You're welcome.
Hey, that's like, what's his name on, what's his name, the dude from Friends. He was talking about, he was like, you don't think about it, but what is the last thing I wash when I get out of the shower, and what's the first thing you wash?
Yeah, I go top to bottom, bro.
Do you have two wash rods? One for your body, one for your asshole?
Hell no.
Oh.
Why would anybody do
you?
That?
No, but some people do.
No, okay. They don't. I don't believe them. Yeah. I've heard people say I don't believe them.
Why would you? Look, I don't believe them either.
Not no black woman
that's
laundry.
That's too much work.
Hey, look, right. Not no black woman house in the laundry.
God damn. How many washcloths we going through?
You going to run my light bill up. All these motherfucking washcloths in this motherfucking...
Right. How much are we running this motherfucking washing machine and dryer? Get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying, like, there's a level of hypocrisy that I see.
It is.
When it comes to this, right? Because... In the all the times that, like, again, we've swapped spit kissing, you know, I spit in your mouth, whatever the fuck, right?
So like, why, Mac? Why are we like this? Because we all agree still we're not doing it, even though we agree there's hypocrisy, but we still agree.
I don't
we're
know
not.
Because, again, what's wrong with us? I don't know. Again, my mind, when I first did it, I just thought, listen.
When you first did what?
Use
so you do this off. It sounds like the way you just said that makes it sound like this is an often thing.
No, but I would.
No, it's a normal thing. That's
right,
what it
right.
is.
No,
a normal
no,
thing.
No, it's not. So again, I would not be opposed if I was in a situation where there's only one toothbrush.
You never been
here's
broke
a question.
And use your
here's
finger?
A question. I have a question.
No, what,
I have a question.
No, what does that solve?
Nothing.
Yeah, but. Like a toothbrush ain't gonna clean shit.
So
I need. I'm trying to clean some shit.
So just question. Have you ever used Snowflake's toothbrush?
No, because as an adult now, I have a travel...
You got a spare.
I have a travel toothbrush that I carry with me.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question.
Would I?
Would you use Snowflake's toothbrush?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you use anybody's toothbrush or just the girl you're dating? Or a girl,
yeah,
a girl
just,
that you're
no,
dating?
Somebody,
but I get why some, it would be her, because like you said, y'all swapping all this
right.
shit anyway. I get
somebody
it.
That I've already
what about,
exchanged
what about
fucking bodily fluids for.
Go to Walmart. And just go get a toothbrush.
Because sometimes you're
what, like, because again, it's not because
these are
again,
things I would probably do.
Why would yeah. I? Why would I do all of that when there's a fucking toothbrush right
if
here?
If there's
in front
a mouthwash, I'll use the mouthwash.
But you still go. Got a dirty teeth, nigga.
Yeah, but the,
you
at
still
least
got
I can say
teeth.
Hi to somebody.
So what I wanted to ask you earlier,
you still
because,
got gritty teeth. No, so I want to be able to not feel that grittiness from the fucking night before. Like that's what I.
Nah. No, so I get the concept of what you're saying. My thing is though is that like. All the things that you're talking about, like when it's because like for me personally, I think about when you wake up in the morning, what you got going on in there then. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that is like the worst shit to me. Like, I don't care how fine you are. Like, go brush your fucking teeth and all that shit because that shit is foul. And
but that's
not,
why you're
and,
saying
and
that.
It's not, and it's not like I don't think it's me either. You know, like I'm like this until I fucking go do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if I feel that way about it, there's no way I could like share somebody else's because even all the spitting in my mouth, I'm not doing all that
right.
like first thing in the morning type shit.
But
unless
do you know why it's, do you know why it smells? You know what the smell is?
Bacteria.
Yeah, but what about the bacteria? It's not the bacteria.
Is it because your mouth been closed the whole
time? No, it's because the bacteria took a shit. That's the waste. That's what that smell is. Bacteria takes a shit on your teeth and in your mouth, and then that smell is the bacteria shit. That's,
is it because you didn't open it the night?
No, nigga, listen to what I'm saying. Bacteria eats all this. So what happens is you have plaque on your teeth and tartar and all this stuff, right? The plaque is attracted to that shit on your teeth, right?
Bacteria takes a
and
shit.
And then it, after it eats all that shit, it has to take a shit. Like everything else has waste, right? So the bacteria takes a shit in your
right.
mouth.
So it's
and
a
then
waste.
You open your mouth. That smell is not your breath. It's the shit. From the bacteria. It's the waste of the bacteria.
I've never heard that, but that makes it sound so much worse.
And that's why I can't share a toothbrush. Because you have more bacteria in your mouth than you do outside of your body.
Right.
And then it's taking a shit too?
Bro.
And you're like, yo, let me get that shit brush.
Because you rest it off.
So, it'd be no different than me putting that brush up my ass and then giving it to you to take it to brush.
Or your tongue in their
ass.
Actually,
there might be less bacteria.
There probably is less bacteria.
Or your tongue in their ass.
No. No.
I mean, there's no difference
but
between
again,
their tongue
the
and their ass.
But again, the point I was making was, is that like, to me, when you're doing the nasty shit, it's nasty shit, right? But you're in a mood.
Contest.
You're like, there's a certain thing going on and
it
you're,
even taste
you're open
different.
To it. It's kind of like, for example, right? You might spit in her mouth while y'all fucking or some shit, but when she's sitting there eating lunch, she probably don't want you to sit there and spit in her drink
or
sit there and just
chew.
Spit on her
I'm
face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna tell you like Doc Holliday said, my hypocrisy only goes so far. Like, on Tombstone. Like,
yeah, I know.
Tombstone,
Doc Holliday.
4.7. Tombstone.
Oh, I'm just... 4.8.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you
I mean,
just had to do a little bit better.
Yeah, no. 4.8. No, Tombstone is.
I mean, I even go 4.9. Like that is a great fucking movie.
Yeah, Tombstone is a. Is
that
a,
that might even have helped me marry my wife because she had that movie in her collection, and I was
I'm
like,
your Huckleberry.
Hold up now.
I'm your Huckleberry.
No, for real. Like she had a DVD collection.
I've never seen
that
movie. I know about it.
Are you serious?
You
never
seen
Tombstone?
You have not seen Tombstone?
No, I've heard about it.
It's a classic. You got some homework, bro.
It's a classic.
You got some homework. Like for real. That's yeah.
Okay, be honest. be honest. He's over here. He just swole his chest up. Come on, B. What are you saying?
You ain't missing nothing. Tombstone is pedestrian.
What are you saying?
Pedestrian.
Number.
Oh, I didn't see the whole thing. That's how pedestrian it was.
See, I love how this nigga be wrecking shit that he ain't even seen.
No, it wasn't.
Fucking Kruger.
No, you're misunderstanding. I started watching it.
You didn't like it.
It wasn't good. And I very few movies will I cut off.
Nah, it's not to the point where you can't finish watching it.
I didn't
no
like
good.
It. It wasn't my thing.
Norbit, I can understand cutting.
No,
off.
Norbit is fucking.
I can understand cutting that.
We
off.
Don't. Listen, we shouldn't ever say the word Norbit again.
Stop it, bro.
That's how
stop
bad
it.
Norbit was.
Can we say Respucia?
No.
Like, stop it, bro. Like, listen, the people over here understand that Norbit was funny. Like, I don't know what you niggas saw when you watched Norbit, but Norbit was fucking funny.
I just tried to get no shit to get on the show because she was talking about women's rugby. That would have been a good topic, but she did that thing she does every time. Oh, I got my dogs, and they acting up. Come on, no.
Yeah.
Come on, no shit. We trying to get you on this show to talk that shit. Anyway.
Nah.
Tombstone wasn't, it wasn't exciting, but that's cool.
It's exciting. Oh, bro, come on. Anyways. But yeah, Doc Holliday, fucking Val Kilmer, fucking Kurt Russell. That shit's a fucking classic, bro.
Yo, Val Kilmer got fucked up, bro. Have y'all seen?
Yeah.
He's dead now, right?
He was not in
Top Gun Maverick, and it was bad.
It was, bro. Yeah, it looked, he
barely spoke because his voice doesn't work anymore.
Right. He was barely in there. No,
right.
And the way that they played it is like, again, like yeah. he was, that was part of his role, like he's right. doing bad.
Yeah.
But in real life,
he only had like three or four lines.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
He did look bad.
They had written parts for him.
Yeah.
He only spoke like four or five times.
And then there was the computer. He was typing shit.
Yeah,
like he got to the point where he could just talk. To fucking Maverick through the fucking computer.
Yeah, crazy. But yeah, Tombstone was
nope. You're the only one person that really believes that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's more people that disagree with you than agree with you. That's for sure. In regards to Tombstone.
Okay.
But you know, I just again, I'm just a fucking simple nigga. Like if we're gonna cross these lines and these barriers of fucking bacteria, I don't understand why all of a sudden this is where we draw another line and act like we haven't done this. Like
you might be the weirdest nigga I've ever met in my life.
And that's fine. I thank you. I
appreciate
that.
Episode one, what's in your fanny pack? Let's go back.
I appreciate that. No, I get it. I appreciate that.
This nigga, French, you don't know this. This nigga used to take hand sanitizer with him everywhere and baby wipes. In his fanny pack.
Before COVID.
This
is before COVID.
This is regular nigga shit.
But see, this is not motherfuckers that I'm fucking already sharing these bacterias with, right? Again, I'm not talking about doing this. I would never randomly just grab some. I would never use French Reggie's or anybody in this fucking room's toothbrush.
Would you make a woman brush her teeth before she does oral sex on you?
Depends what kind of day she
has. No, back in the day. Episode one?
Yeah.
She got a brush.
Yeah.
That is actually true. I actually listened to it. I would brush.
And I still do. And I still do, right? Like, I'm a brush.
Yeah. You remember that? You were talking about if a nigga roll a blunt without washing his hands?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no, again, I'm still, bro.
You're the weirdest
nigga
I've ever met.
I'm still that same nigga.
I don't believe it.
But at the same time, again, we've already, the threshold of the bacteria has already fucking been passed. Now, granted, yes. You need to wash your hands, nigga, before you stick it in the pussy, right? Especially if you smoke it.
What about a hand job? She got to wash for that?
If she smokes, she should. Right? Like, yeah, I don't want dirty dick. Like,
but you get that nicotine high, that dick nicotine.
Nah. And as far as brushing your teeth, yeah. If I'm gonna fucking put my saliva on it, and I've been smoking, yeah, I'm gonna brush that out first.
What are you brushing off?
All of that fucking the blunt. Shit, you
and
know
guess
what I mean?
Where all that stuff goes that you brush off?
The toothbrush?
Into the brush.
Into the fucking sink.
No, nigga. It's a brush.
It goes in the brush.
Do you wash your own car or you go to the car wash?
I go to the car wash. I have a fucking...
Do you remember that back in the day, that car wash, you had to go put the quarters in and shit, and it was inside like a little...
It had the gun thing?
Yeah.
That you would spray the car with?
Remember that brush?
Yeah.
Okay. You could never unclean that brush, bro. That's a brush. Its job is.
I don't care how much soap is coming out that motherfucker.
Its job is to collect all the shit on your car and hold on to it.
But guess what?
Hold on.
You did not use it because someone used it before you.
That's because I didn't put it in my mouth, nigga.
But it doesn't matter. You still put it on your car. You thought your car was clean.
A brush's job.
You still use that to clean your car.
Yes, but the level of clean I need my car to be.
That's why it was 275.
It's not the same level of clean. You say what?
That's why it was 275.
This nigga ain't never seen a 275 car wash. I guarantee it. Because I don't remember when it was 275.
I don't even think I'm that old.
Like, I don't remember when it was 275 to fucking put quarters in and get your shit washed. So I don't know. This nigga ain't definitely seen it. Now that shit is at least $5 to get that shit squirting.
Yeah, and that bitch don't last long either.
Yeah. Oh, like, that'd be like 4 minutes, and you be quick with that shit. Like, goddamn,
I'd be running around my shit. Like,
hey, that's dope. They still got those around here though.
Oh yeah, no.
The last one they had over in the South area, they turned into a dimple. Over
bro,
in
that's a good business too if you can find one that somebody's selling.
Oh shit. Man, I'm sure
they got them on 78. There's one, yeah, and
they
and
got
then
tons
right,
of them here,
and then right over on Annistown.
Those and like little car washes. I mean, not car washes, laundromats.
Laundromats.
Yeah. Oh yeah, cash flow.
All the cash businesses. Those are good businesses if you can find somebody selling one, man.
I mean, especially shit is better than a restaurant based off of the shit you showed me.
Oh, yeah, restaurants, is it like 90% fail?
No, the shit that in the chains, like the shit you sent us in
Applebee's,
all these restaurants are closing.
Yeah.
Like, they're just,
Pizza Hut's at like 400 or 500 locations. That's
Pizza
crazy.
Hut, fucking what,
what's happening?
Red Lobster.
Is just the newer restaurants are beating them out? Or what's going on?
It's all
going to
be delivery
food.
Service. They're just going to just deliver.
I mean, it's
but they deliver too. People buy Applebee's to deliver.
But nobody's going to go in. People are ordering it to the house. And they're like, fucking, why have a brick and mortar? I will still deliver to you through the service, whatever. But
smaller
it's
locations.
Cheaper. It's cheaper for a company to not have a building,
yes,
and people working in the building because of the additional cost that comes with that.
Yeah.
So the ones that said like 20 or 30 locations, that doesn't mean anything because a company like Pac was saying, a company will close a brick and mortar here, but they'll open another one in a more affluent area at the same time.
Right.
So they're not telling you how many they open. They're just telling me they close. Yeah. Now, the ones that are like closed 100 stores, closed, those motherfuckers are dead. Yeah. They're dying. 20 stores, that don't mean nothing. 20 stores is nothing to a corporate, a big
like
corporation.
For example, Chick-fil-A is closing the one in the north, like where I live. There's but like a real still, business one. They're closing that one, but they're also building one over here.
Well, that
Chick-fil-A is doing.
They're still offering franchisees.
So
you know that they're not. It's just that's just moving. That's like we're not doing good in this
area.
Yeah,
they're just moving to this one over here. And there's another part where there's one here that's so damn busy. They're building one here, so that way this one's less busy.
I thought the margaritas would have kept Applebee's alive, though. It's just like a dollar or some shit.
Well, you can't keep Applebee's alive when you got bitches talking about Applebee's ain't even good enough for a
first date
no more.
That's true.
Now, that girl, you said one that recently, she was like, I'm not getting out. He's like, well, we're going to go out Friday, but let's just eat right now. He's like, nah. You didn't see that one?
No. Mm-hmm.
She was like, nah, nigga.
If the original date is planned for Friday, why can't we just go grab some shit right now?
He was like, yeah, we already out. You standing up. He's like, no, I'm not going here. I'll wait here while you go by yourself.
I still fuck with that one, bro.
See, that's a bitch you don't need to be fucking with. I'm sorry.
All of them are like that. But
that's a chick you don't need to be fucking with.
I'm talking about the one that she be the one that be like, listen, these bras is the problem. Like I'm good. Like you these bitches with these standards are fucking going out. Like you broke. That's why you trying to get a fucking meal every night. Like that's why you trying to do all of this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Because really I just need a nigga that does me right. And she's bad too, right? And I'm like, we need more bitches like her. We need more bitches that stand
up and talk. I think Baby Mama Rappers fucked that shit up.
Baby Mama Rappers?
Yeah, I think they're the ones that created this idea.
You mean Rappers Baby Mamas?
Yeah, Rappers.
Yeah, because that does mean something a little different.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that is.
I was laughing because I had a sound, but I was like,
isn't that like all of them?
I'm like, but who?
All of them who got a kid. Yeah.
Rappers Baby Mamas created this idea that everything got to be a Birkin, everything got to be forward a child, if not
well,
more.
Did they do it, or did these niggas that said is it ain't tricking if you got it? Did these niggas that started it,
finishing it.
But the baby mamas are like showcasing.
I'll fly you out.
They're showcasing it.
Fly you out. Yeah. You better get your own ticket.
Fact, I'll pay you back.
Look.
I'll pay you when you come.
I'll do that. This shit is all different now.
I'll pay you in dick. Hey. Like, let's be clear. Like, I'm not.
No, if I tell the chick to come wherever I'm at, and I'm gonna, you gotta take a plane. You buy the ticket, but once you come, I'll give you the bread.
Nah, like if you say okay, then it's on you. Like, real talk. Like, and again, I'm not
if
asking.
I call her to come.
No, but
have
again,
any of y'all
niggas
heard this new Benny the Butcher album, man?
Nope. Track number three,
he has an interlude where this nigga is talking so much shit about like what we talking about right now. He talking about like y'all niggas better look out. These hoes be coming out. Five in a room coming out to Miami with $15 a piece between them and shit, and they trying to land this nigga, and they want to complain about where the nigga take them.
But at the same time, if you tell me, you know, come see me, I'm not like, bitch, pay my ticket. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, I'll buy it, but when I get there, you know, reimburse me. That's not how that works. Like, again, if I'm saying, okay, here I come. I remember fucking back in the day, Bros in Washington was like, yo, we out here. Come fuck with us. Me and the homie Chucky hopped in the car and we fucking did that. We paid for the trip. Yeah. We wasn't like, hey, when we get there, you gonna reimburse me on gas and shit. Nah, like, you finna fuck. Like,
you getting the prize when you get here.
Right. Like, like, we know what it was when we set off on this fucking adventure. Like, so when you put it, when you come to me, if you don't got it, don't come. Like, just say, I'm broke. I can't afford it right now. Or can you pay for me? But to expect me to fucking send for you, like, nah, I ain't doing all of that.
Did y'all see that breakdancing chick has a video? She not ugly.
A video of what?
Her talking about the backlash. People fuck with her. Yeah. Y'all want to hear it?
She's been real popular since.
Please.
So.
Okay, let's listen.
She's saying she's against
it. I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate positivity. And I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives.
Comedy.
That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that that would also open the door to so much hate. Which has frankly been pretty devastating. Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics and I gave my all, truly. I'm honored to have been a part of the Australian Olympic team and to be part of breaking's Olympic debut. What the other athletes have achieved has just been phenomenal. Bit of a fun fact for you. There are actually no points in breaking. If you want to see how the judges thought I compared to my opponents, you can actually see the comparison percentages across the five criteria on Olympics.com. All the results are there. I'm going to be in Europe for a few weeks for some pre-planned downtime, but I'd really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family, my friends, the Australian breaking community,
the Australian breaking community,
street dance community.
Does she not realize that she really just took like a big fat shit on the culture?
Right.
Nah,
she don't get it. That. She don't get it. No. She doesn't know why people are mad. Probably.
She had fun. That was what was.
She
important.
Should be. She should be happy that we're just joking her.
Yeah. No. She said there was some hate coming, and I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure there was.
Because again, if I could do better than you, I bet it was from people that could break in Australia. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, niggas that can really break in Australia that didn't make it.
They're like, what the what the fuck are you doing? Nah, seriously. I ain't broke since the 80s. I could do better than that bitch
right now.
You said it like you was that guy. Like, you used to go to block parties.
No. But I did attempt. I could do, my backspin and kill hers right now. Like, her backspin, she got around like once. Like, I could at least get six spins around in a backspin.
I don't think you could. You could do that right now?
I don't think your hips will even fit you.
Yeah.
You think you could do it right now? Should we pause this shit? Yes. Go ahead and see.
Yeah, you ain't got to.
We have to do it in the floor for that.
Hey, for the record, I'm going to just be impressed if you can get down there.
We go to the foyer. There's no rug there.
That's not enough space for me.
Okay. All right.
Not enough space.
Next time.
I got, you know, I'm like crazy legs. My shit go everywhere. Yeah. Like, you know,
what about on
like,
top of the island? Just get up on the island and do it. He wanted to. He thought about it. He considered it.
He was like, I might fall off.
Okay, four. I exaggerated a little bit. Like, six was probably too much. But I could definitely get four rotations right now.
Sure.
I guarantee that.
No, don't guarantee, because we'll have to go out
there. No, but I'm not afraid to do four.
Yeah.
Six is I thought was a little too much.
We believe you.
Four was too much. I mean, six was too
Everybody in Australia believes you.
Nah, like, but her shit, again, there wasn't even moves. There was moves that she did that's not breaking.
She took it very seriously, bro.
She took it so seriously, y'all.
Nigga, when she crossed her hands and she just went boom, boom, boom. And then when she just hopped, those are not even breaking moves. Like,
that's
you're
what
not
I
even,
was at. I'm like, she's not even doing breakdancing moves.
Like, there's not even, like, when they had her, like, she's like, oh, my moves are authentic is what she said. And then they had her showing that shit where she was like this. And then they put a kangaroo doing the same shit. I was like, see, this
I'm
is
dead,
like,
bro.
It was, I'm like, I'm like, this is not it. Like, you can't come out and invent some new shit, right? Like, breaking has always been something.
You're being very nice. Invent?
Like, no, again, well, she said.
She did whatever the fuck came to her mind, it felt like.
No,
she,
I definitely
she,
said
but,
that.
But wait, freestyle but wait, hold dancing. On, hold on. But she had to show somebody something to get out there, though, right?
To make the Olympic
team. Right, to make
team.
It out there. She had to show Olympics. Somebody something.
Was there only one Australian competitor?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think the hate came. There's probably niggas that, there's breaking crews that are like, fuck you. You're giving Australia, like, nigga, I'm out here doing this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I battle niggas in subways in Australia, nigga, all this type shit, and I can do some shit.
There's got to be 100 Australians that are better.
100?
There's got to be at least 100 Australians that are better than
I'm,
that.
I'm 100 is
it's
minimal.
It's aboriginals in the middle of nowhere. That right. Fucking... Oh, you can't call them that anymore. They're indigenous people of Australia.
No, no. They're still aboriginals.
No, they're the indigenous people of Australia. Indigenous people. You can't call them aboriginals.
Is that like Oriental?
Sure.
No, is it like Oriental?
Sure.
I mean, because that was a thing.
That's close, so yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you used to call Orientals Orientals.
Yeah, just like you can't call us the blacks anymore. You got to call
You can't call Indians Indians?
You can't?
What Native you American?
Oh, you mean Native, red dot, I mean feather.
Yeah, feathers. Yeah. You can't call them Indians?
Well, you can't call them Indians. You can't call them Indians.
I mean, there's difference.
You can't call them Indians because who would you be saying it to? There aren't
group?
Anymore. There are, no, there aren't anymore.
There aren't anymore. Like,
you'd be saying alien to an empty room if you, I mean, Indian to an empty room.
They listen. Gone. And that's, and I swear to goodness, that's why I be tripping because black folks be like, whoa, nobody knows. And it's right. Like, somebody knows, nigga. Yeah. Ask them Indians about it.
Indians.
They know. Like, they were like the buffalo around this bitch.
Have you ever watched that?
And now they're like the buffalo around this bitch.
You ever watch that Reservation Dogs? It's like Reservoir Dogs, but it's on the reservation.
It's like a show or something.
Yeah, no, right? Reservation Dogs. Yeah.
It's not great, but it's good. Oh, 2.9. Okay. 3. We'll give it 3.
Okay.
2.9.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it doesn't quite make the 3 threshold.
Okay.
2.9.
Okay.
I mean, that don't sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
No, for real. Like, again, the 3 is the
that's average.
Right, that's the
that's
the,
your
the,
standard okay movie.
Right, yeah. Right.
So I say it's watchable to where, like, if it's on, you ain't got nothing to do.
And is it because of the principle or the story that it depicts?
Yeah, it's just the premise is wonderful.
The reality of what it represents.
Yeah, the execution of it is like, eh.
Because it... Again, I remember driving out here and coming through, New Mexico and, some of the southern, southwestern states and shit. And I remember we pulled into a fucking gas station and there was a motherfucking Indian. And I could tell they were Indian.
When you say motherfucking in front of the word, that's racist or that's prejudice.
It's what?
He loves that word, motherfucker.
A motherfucking Indian.
Motherfucking Jones.
Yeah, you can't say a motherfucking Indian. That's kind of prejudice.
Is it? Okay. What if it's emphatic? What if I'm just propping this nigga up?
Just flip it. An Indian motherfucker. And then you're good.
Oh, no. I think that's prejudice.
No, you're good then.
Nah, if it's an Indian motherfucker.
No, because
that's like saying it's a black motherfucker.
No, a motherfucking Indian.
Motherfucking black sounds worse than a black motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put the motherfucker on the other
because,
side.
To me. Because when you put motherfucking black,
to me,
it's like you're talking about the race.
Right. But the black motherfucker is just one.
He's about that.
He just happened
talking
to be
about
black.
That motherfucker.
That black ass necrotic, as you say, motherfucker. That necrotic motherfucker. Yeah, definitely got to put the motherfucker on the other side, bro.
That reminds me of the gentleman.
I didn't get through all
that.
What's
his name? One
Guy Ritchie.
Yes.
When he called you a cheeky black bastard. He's like, listen. I don't think he fucking identified you as, being a black bastard as in general.
It's you.
Would you say that you are? I think he's just meaning, and when he said cheeky, I thought it was like in a term of affection, like when he said that, but right, like when he said it, it was just you and it was more of a term of affection, kind of like nigga, Like nigga is not a in its root, an affectionate word. Mm-mm. But one of my favorite songs.
We done twisted that shit.
But, YG, my nigga, that's my jam. And I feel that.
Like a nigga?
No, I feel that song when he's talking about my nigga.
Is he talking about you?
My nigga.
Yeah.
No, I don't know YG. But
I thought that was Rich Homie Quan's song.
No, that was YG, I thought.
I was just talking about the person who was probably more popular and probably made the song sell more. So I would say Rich Homie Quan.
They both had a song called My Nigga?
No, it was just they were on the same song.
Do you do you think
I'm saying
is that what you think? You think that Rich Homie Quan is more popular than YG?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No. YG's more popular in California. Niggas out here don't really fuck with YG like that at all. At all. Mm. You think
But they fuck with that nigga, they fuck with Rich Homie Quan tough out here?
More than they would YG.
That nigga was at that nigga performed at the fucking Cali picnic out here.
Yeah, he did.
Who?
YG.
YG.
And what picnic?
The Cali picnic, nigga.
Exactly, nigga. Over you said like that was going to make me back down. That's why he performed that whack-ass shit. Get him.
Hey, California. Nigga,
California pickup.
Do they still do that?
No, because it's stupid.
Yeah, I think they do still.
California picnic.
Yeah.
It's not a California picnic, but it's not a California. Dumbasses.
You know,
it's a state, right?
I ain't gonna lie. The times I went, I felt like I was at home.
Right, right.
The only thing that was different is that it was peaceful.
Right, exactly.
That was the only difference is that it was peaceful.
Exactly.
If you had all these niggas that was representing what they was representing back home, it would have been funk.
There's no way that it could exist. My thing was like, wow, this is, I guess, it supersedes what your representation, Cali as a whole, just all of us being from Cali unites us and makes us cool, because in Cali, these niggas would not be cool. Mm-mm. So niggas wearing blue, niggas wearing red, that would not be a thing where you could have a picnic together with these same people in the same place.
Oh, so it's like fake.
No, it's again.
You take them out of the environment and it just changes.
It's just like 9/11, nigga.
Bro, y'all just, this gang shit don't mean nothing.
It's just like 9/11.
French, this gang shit don't mean nothing. It don't even travel past a state line. These niggas be friends and shit out here.
You saw
that at the Kendrick pop-up?
I don't know about that.
You saw that at the Kendrick pop-up?
I don't know about that because that's like, well, what's his name? We're talking about J. Cole. He's talking about, I don't know what y'all niggas doing this Blood Crip shit out here for. Ain't that some L.A. shit?
Right. Just like 9/11, nigga.
Somewhere, because there's Bloods and Crips everywhere.
After 9/11, it didn't matter. Everybody except for Muslims was cool with each other in America. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what you was before 9/11. After 9/11, we was all united on some fuck everybody else shit. Like us against the world.
You was even dating black girls back then, huh?
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Oh, for sure.
I think
9/11, 2001.
I think I'm gonna take back my statement about
you can't have
a California picnic here, because the thing about the United States, which is so unique, and French knows this firsthand because he just came from Europe a year or so ago, so like in the past year, right? Those countries are smaller and they're more pressed together, but here it's like the states are like 3,000 miles away, so like these really California people and Atlanta people are not the same people. New York people and Atlanta people are not the same people.
Right. Which is why a lot of Americans don't really travel outside of America, because America alone
is... You can go to another state and get a whole different experience.
If you go to Wisconsin, you would not recognize some of the rituals and customs and language. And it's like, that's just, you know, 13 hours away.
Yeah.
10 hours away.
But you're right, though. If this was Europe, these are all the different countries.
Yeah. Shit, you grew up in Atlanta, you go to Valdosta, Georgia. It's a little different. And that's in the same state.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's right down at the bottom, but that's damn near Florida. But
4 hours away, and in Europe is another country, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, again, it's just one of those things, like, where you're outside of your own border, right? So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you have a binding thing, like, this is what we do, like, this is how we are. And okay, you're right, we're all foreigners in this land, right? Like, which is Georgia.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so we are all foreigners out here, but we all have that same bond, which is where we can all connect on. And at this point right now, it ain't about that other shit, because we're a minority out here.
I will say one thing about y'all.
And plus, all them streets that they tripping on ain't out here.
For sure.
I will say this. Y'all niggas is cornballs, but your lingo travels well. Like, your slang, it travels.
Yeah.
Better than probably any other. I know Atlanta slang was terrible back in the day. People was like, we're not saying that. Shouty, and like, and nobody was saying that.
Right.
New York was like, son. Most people weren't really fucking with that.
Right.
But Cali lingo, like, travels well.
Yeah.
Like, I heard somebody say baller. That was somebody talking about somebody, that nigga's a baller. I was like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard so many new words Cali that traveled well.
I remember when I first said Hooper. He was like, what?
That's not Cali, I don't think, though. But
I think that's New York, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's Cali.
But I know, like, a Hooper is a thing, but I know you were like, nah, that's not a thing. And I was like, yes, it is. Like,
I can't think, for some reason, I can't think of it now, but a lot of y'all slang travels really well. People
Right.
People
isn't it because of the music in the movies?
Maybe.
Well, so again, I know you don't like this nigga, but he got he got a whole fucking book of
who
of his
who do you still have that shit from?
E-40.
Who do you still have that shit from?
I don't know who.
Mac Dre.
He stole it or he was influenced?
We just say he stole it because he didn't give him credit for it.
So it's the same town though, right?
It's the same town.
It's the same town. So they both from Vallejo.
One's been around longer.
Yeah.
They both from Vallejo.
But Snoop stole his shit too.
Right. Man, Snoop, that Nizzle, all of that shit, right?
Nizzle my Nizzle?
Yeah.
So I watched, what the fuck was I watching? The series, the Blacklist. And the fucking
send us some money and was it an NBC?
No. But they had it. But they had the carnival niggas, right? So they had these carnivals, right?
What season are you on, bro?
I'm done with it.
Oh shit!
I finished.
Is it finished?
Oh, 10 seasons.
Nope, it's finished.
They got like 10
I saw
seasons.
The ending and I was
how many
like,
seasons was it?
13, I think.
Yeah. Holy shit!
Damn. And they're like 60-minute, 22 episodes.
You just started in March.
No, I started back before the pandemic. I took a break.
That's one of them NBC shows and shit.
I took a break.
50 seasons and shit. I'm surprised you watched
it. I took a break.
I'm surprised you watched. If it was like the light skin list or the white list, you probably would have got to that shit quicker. You got to that shit quicker.
You need one of them snares and a cymbal every time you
put it. It is funny because there's characters that was on there, like the chick, the main character. I forget her name. I couldn't stand her. Elizabeth Keen. I fucking wanted to start a hashtag kill Elizabeth Keen.
When you're watching a Netflix show many years later, you're gonna do that?
No, it wasn't even Netflix. But again, yes.
Blacklist?
Well, I guess it was on Netflix,
but
you
isn't
just
it already
about,
over?
It just ended on what's
the real series.
The real
just
series
ended
is
in real
done.
Life.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because they paused during pandemic.
Yeah.
And then like I said, they had like animated versions to finish off that season because of the pandemic.
That's gay. Were they good?
No. It was different, right? They just had the voiceovers. They had the real characters doing the voices. And then they had people, I mean, obviously from their homes and shit, right? Because we were all on lockdown. And then they had the drawings. And I didn't like it. It wasn't for
drawings.
Me.
Drawings?
Yeah. It was totally animated. It was fully animated.
Oh, but it moved.
Yeah.
Oh, you said drawings. I was like, man, it just like.
No, it was animation.
A still drawing and they talking to
it. It's a season.
So the end of the, I forget whatever season that the pandemic started, they finished that season in animation.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, but they had the characters' voices, animated, you know, characters.
Yeah.
And it was like, but you know, it was pandemic time. What the fuck, you know what I mean? It was a different time.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that season, they had everybody sitting in their house, like, be safe with their fucking, you know, families. And like, this, we'll be back. All
bro,
of that bullshit.
That's depressing, man.
Yeah.
Thinking back to that shit is depressing.
What's that?
Nothing.
And then, but the main character, I hated her. I couldn't stand her. I wanted her to die. And then it's funny because the same thing is happening right now when I'm watching House of Cards. I posted that in
that's
the cycle.
That's a good show. That's a good show.
I can't stand that nigga. Like,
you can stand who?
Kevin Spacey and his wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fucking them niggas. Like, I want them both to die. Like, honestly, they're so bad, right?
Cut throat, though.
They're so evil and conniving. Like I said, it's like Saddam and fucking Satan. Like, that's the couple that they remind me of. Like, you know what I mean? South Park. Like, you are the fucking, the worst couple ever. You both are just and manipulated in just.
What season are you on?
I just started 3.
Okay.
Where he became the president.
Yeah.
And
it
I'm like.
Even worse. They get even more evil.
I can't. Oh, my gosh, bro. I don't know if I can keep going because in reality, I even posted this.
It
like,
makes you question the entire government too, right?
Yeah, but
the things he's willing to do.
But the reality of it is that I know this is a character, but in my life, I want to fuck you up in reality. Like, honestly, I said, it makes me kind of joyful to see what happened to your chomo ass. Like, well, what happened when you got canceled? Like, I know that I don't even know if it was real.
What's
I don't know
chomo?
If it, child molester.
Because he fucked like 16-year-old boys for a movie.
It's called Chomo?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I know that I should be able to fucking separate the character from the reality of the person.
Yeah.
But I don't fuck with, I mean,
nah,
like,
that it, shit was terrible when they tried to do it with her.
Like, he, it's, they're, oh, they're so
she
bad.
She was cold as hell when he was the guy.
Right.
But when she had to be the main, it didn't work.
See, I haven't gotten to that part yet. And it was fucked
that's
up.
That's why I said it's going to get even worse.
And that's fucked up because I did try to watch it over at Snowflake's house. And it, and when, as soon as I turned it on, the preview was her being the main person. And I was like,
yeah.
Aww.
The first episode, I was like, oh, this shit about to be hard. It wasn't, bro.
I was like,
it
just, it fizzled. Oh, no. It fizzled. Like, how did I even know? Like, I knew they canceled him, but that's, I don't know how they. Which is the one where they put, they switched and put Don Cheadle in the fucking.
That was Iron Man with Terrence Howard.
No. It was like Lie to Me or.
That's a real show. He's on been on that the whole time. That's on Showtime. It's a pretty good show too.
He was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he took over for something other than Iron Man.
What show were we talking about just before that? My God, my memory.
Blacklist. The Blacklist.
No, after that. After Blacklist, before Don Cheadle.
The House of Cards.
House of Cards. That show is crazy, especially that first season. When he pushed that bitch in front of the train.
Bro, yeah. Bro.
The reporter?
I wasn't ready.
He was about that life.
I wasn't ready,
like,
bro.
He was, I mean, in the way that he did it, he walked away knowing she was going to follow him just to turn around and push that hoe.
But the real nigga, the realest nigga alive was that assistant nigga with the ball. That was the real.
Oh, right. No,
that was a real nigga.
What's his name? Doug.
Doug. Nigga, Doug?
Doug does...
Dirty work, my ass. That nigga is he's a Satan.
Right.
Doug is a Satan, bro.
Right. Like, and so I just got to the point where Doug just got fucked up in the woods.
Mm.
That bitch.
What season are you on?
I just started three.
Okay.
Like, the bitch, and they can't find Doug yet.
Yeah.
They don't know where Doug at right now. They're like, look, we can't find Doug. She's like, what are we doing? You don't got to hurt me, my nigga. And then Doug is like, listen, the way Doug talks to everything.
Right. It's too calm.
Right. Everything is like,
I'm going to start doing that.
Wait, what show is this?
House of Cards.
You ever watched that?
I've never watched it.
No. You got to.
That's
check
a good
out
show.
We'll stop. We'll stop right now because
I ain't gonna remember shit y'all talking about.
I know, but Kevin Spacey.
That's a great show, bro.
And again,
you gotta look at every president.
This is the series he was doing when he got canceled.
Yeah, I remember that. He was fucking with some dude that was
a kid,
part of it or
a younger person. Yeah, but I
against his will.
When House of Cards was out, this is when I thought Netflix was gonna replace HBO for great TV shows.
Mm.
It didn't really happen. Netflix kind of fizzled for some reason. I think Netflix just has too much stuff. There's too much content.
Right.
To me, Apple Plus is doing the.
But why Apple's not like marketing themselves?
I don't know.
Apple's actually going to start doing like Netflix pretty soon here.
What does that mean?
They're going to start canceling a bunch of shit.
Oh.
They too deep.
They said that they were going to cut
the
down
highest,
costs.
They have the highest budget right now.
Oh, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Severance is $20 million.
In the billions.
Nah, you know what's fucking. I can't. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Because they can afford it, but they're not going to keep affording
it.
They're only charging $5.99.
But this is the problem, right? Like, you just brought it up. Like, Severance's new seasons, right?
$20 million an episode.
No, but nigga, so they're talking about it, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, they're advertising January, nigga. Like,
yeah, they fuck you with that,
right? Like, yeah. Nigga,
fuck you with that,
right?
Nigga, it's April. You talking about some shit coming out in January? Like, what are we talking about, nigga? This ain't Star Wars, and like the new Star Wars came back, and like, you know,
the final season of Game of Thrones. Like, nigga, come on, like, we'll be back in 2 years. Like, get the
yeah,
like,
get
come on, my
nigga, bullshit.
The strike is over. Let's,
but that's why it took so long, because of the strike.
I don't want to hear that shit.
No, the point is we don't want to hear.
Tell
that
me in
shit
October.
Hella early.
Yeah, tell me in October.
Don't tell me
a year early.
Happy Halloween. Check out our show in January.
Season 2 coming.
Nah, nigga.
In 8 months.
I still don't see why it's going to be $20 million an episode, though.
Because that shit is dope.
I'm trying to see the Office.
Not the show, The Office. Like, I'm trying to see their scenes. Like, what's making it so expensive?
Well,
the characters are expensive.
The most expensive show that is in film in history right now is that Lord of the Rings show season 2.
I haven't watched one episode, just because of the technology and all that. But yeah.
What you mean?
The Power of the Ring?
I haven't even fucked with that yet.
That's the most expensive show.
Because Game of Thrones was expensive like that too.
Game of Thrones was expensive too.
What about
this one was more.
The other one on Prime, Peripheral or whatever, that seems like it's pretty up there too.
It might be.
But where was that been, right? We had one fucking season of that.
I think it got canceled. That's canceled.
It might have got canceled. Yeah.
But this nigga, he got me stuck on the fucking House of the Dragon.
Oh, no. Oh, have you watched any of the second season?
I mean, I'm just starting the second.
We're trying to wait. We're going to wait till it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's only 8 episodes.
Oh, you mean the whole show?
Oh, they already finished season two?
Season two is only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that.
Okay.
I need to watch it.
Was it a good season, though?
It was a good season, though.
Okay, I'm started season two right now.
I'm envious of him because he just started it.
Yeah, it's good. I fuck with it. And I'm like, oh, and I wasn't, you know, after the end of the
original.
Right. I was like, I'm kind of off on these motherfuckers. But this is something different.
Oh, you better get ready. You know the new one's coming, right?
Which one?
Night of the Seven Kingdoms?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the new one.
Is it written? Is it part of a book?
It's part of a... he has many books in this universe. Yeah, no, but it's a different group of books about two characters.
The incest in the I was like, these families is off some Shane. I mean, this is some shit. Like, you fucking cousins and nieces and brothers and like...
No, them Targaryens got down, bro. Like, they be keeping this shit in-house.
Like, it didn't matter. Like,
that's
everybody...
Real life, bro. Sadly.
Everybody.
Yeah, they did that type of shit.
That's the European royal family.
Royals, right. Like, yeah. I mean, this is how we do it. Like, I mean, I'm like, this shit is like... Boy, y'all got no shame in who y'all fucking. Like, I mean, like nieces and uncles and cousins and that's a thing. Like cousins, we just gonna marry cousins together. Like,
I know they was fucking them niggas too, though, right?
Yeah,
That's how they got the white hair too.
I got a question though. What the fuck are we talking about?
Game of Thrones.
Where are we?
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm with it.
We started with toothbrush.
I know I took an edible, but y'all niggas didn't take no edible.
Listen, but we had like
we started talking about toothbrush.
Have we done three shots so far?
Where? Actually, to be honest, this is probably the most sober I've been on this show.
I realized I was rubbing my nipple, and I was like, that woke me up. So I was like, what the fuck are we talking about right now? How am I the odd nigga that don't? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, what the fuck?
We got to make a movie podcast review just for Jimmy.
We tried. Me and Mac tried. We had two episodes.
Yeah.
That back when the radio app came out. I think it was called Radio. Studio.
Yeah.
Radio. Got to be radio.
Studio. Radio. No current? No. It was a radio.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, like, just take half of one word and half of the other and put them together. But if you do that, they're the same words.
Stradio.
Yeah, you would have to do it that way.
Stradio,
All right. Let me switch some shit then.
Because I don't even know what the first topic was.
Toothbrush.
That's all he's going to say is toothbrush. Toothbrush. That's it.
He said should have added to it too. Toothbrush, nigga.
He's like, nigga, I just said this shit before. I just said this shit.
Not a game.
Y'all niggas need to pay attention.
So I'm noticing, right, and I've noticed, right, in my experience, right, that I think the worst thing that could happen, and I think we've talked about it before just a little bit, is that when there's no hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is like when there's a hopeless environment.
Yeah.
You know, or a person has no hope. I think that's the worst thing. Like, I remember, again, growing up, when I was at my wildest, I think is when I had the least amount of hope for my future, which then allowed me to behave the way I did because I didn't have any hope for a future or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think I noticed that that's what I feel is happening in general, especially in America right now, for a lot of people. And it's not just, you know, a Republican or a Democrat or the MAGAs or any of that shit, right? I feel like it's the one percenters, the ultra rich people, the people that got all these monies, we already talked about the middle class being cut out a long time ago. Like, there's going to be fucking disappearing.
But you got to make your mind up, bro. You going to be a Republican or you going to be a Democrat? Because you are
I'm not
switching.
Either, nigga.
You are switching like a motherfucker
right now.
I'm not either.
I'm not nothing. I'm not anything.
Do you feel this
I'm,
pressure? Because you fucking switching, man.
I'm not either. But what I do realize.
You sound like a straight-ass conservative right now. We're getting rid of the middle class. The middle class is disappearing. Who that? Alex Hunt. They're coming. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take your house. there's going to be blood in the street. I mean, real human blood. There's going to be real human sacrifice in the street. Everybody's going to be running crazy. Trump don't know what the fuck's going on because, you know, he's going to be in Mar-a-Lago and shit. And they're not going to all that stuff. But yeah, it's going to be everybody's fucking all the Republicans are trying to tell you guys for years. But what you guys want to hear is the liberal shit. And so, you know, they're going to come for your gun. First, they're going to come for your guns. Kamala Harris is Satan. She's actually related to Satan. They've done the blood work.
Check her.
The DNA
Alex
test.
Alex Jones really be talking
about
that.
DNA tests have come back, and the bitch is actually related to Satan.
We've seen her birth certificate.
She's Satan's great, 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 great granddaughter. And
why does this nigga sound like Grover Trump?
What happened to his voice? Because he didn't sound like that before.
I don't know.
The old clips of Alex Jones, he didn't have that type of voice.
I don't know. Maybe he caught the same shit as RFK caught.
RFK do got a problem.
Right. Here we go. It's a fucking thing that makes him talk like that.
But
like,
I'm talking about what you just tried to do. You trying to bait this nigga. You trying to bait him.
Yeah.
You tried to bait him.
You think I'm like him, like I'm going to get triggered.
You tried to bait him.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to just come in and say words and trigger you.
But back to my point, my nigga. Let me get back to my point, my guy, for sure. Is the reality of it is this, right? Like I said, I've seen it. Like the behaviors of, especially the irrational behaviors of people that I knew growing up in the hood, they were all by people that didn't have hope. The people that did have hope, like I'm going to school. Yeah. I'm going to fucking go to college.
Play ball.
I got it. Right, I'm going to play ball. Yeah. I got something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. They didn't behave the same way that the people that felt like they didn't have a future. Those people were wilding out. They did whatever, whenever, and they were okay with tearing it all down. Like if it all came down, they didn't have anything to lose.
Because they didn't own any of the stuff they were
taking. Right. So
they had no ownership of it.
Exactly. And I feel like that's kind of where we're getting to in America, at least when I look at the people talking about, let's just burn this bitch down, you know what I mean, and start over. Is that, what the fuck does that, I mean, you must be hopeless, right, to have that mentality. Sure. Because if you do have hope, then it's like, nah, we can figure out a way to get around this besides just, you know, putting a torch to all this shit and saying, like, just melt it down. Bro, and let's start it all over.
You can't keep doing this to me, man. Either you're going to be a Republican or a Democrat.
I'm not going to be either.
You got to do something.
Nope.
This is ridiculous. Okay.
I don't.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. I think that Black America had that when we were growing up.
Right.
But now all of America has
I feel that.
They're starting to recognize, I think all this Black Lives Matter shit that these white people have been doing has really started them like feeling like some of the roots. They're getting some of the roots, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a good thing. But I think that they're now recognizing what Black people have been saying for a long ass time. Like, yo, this America that y'all are talking about, I don't feel like I'm part of it.
Right. So the American dream, right, that was
white picket fence, the dog.
Well, that was sold back in what, the 50s, 60s, you know,
40s. Post-World War II.
Right. The American dream, you buy a house, you can fucking live a life, you know what I mean, suburbs, you know what I mean, kids go to school.
Job.
Right, you know what I mean, you could have something and be happy, right? Yeah. It was easy to have your piece of happiness, your slice of life, and be able to fucking...
Before you go any further, there was a guy I just saw in an interview, I can't remember where it was, but he was saying that back in, when he was a little kid, he's older, a little older than us, he was like... Right. We lived in a neighborhood with my dad's boss. They both lived in the same neighborhood.
Right.
And they had a little bit of a nicer house, and they had a Cadillac. We had the Ford.
Right.
But it was comparable.
Right.
But now a boss and an employee will live in completely different regions of the city. One will be a multi-million dollar mansion, and one will be a $300,000 house.
Right.
And there's no similarities in their lifestyles.
Right. Yeah, no. And I think that's the hope, right? Like, the people are like, I can't afford, especially the younger people. I hear them talking about, like, I can't even afford to live. Like, I mean, I've heard French Reggie talk about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not possible.
It's not doable now for young people.
See,
like, when I was young, when I was like.
Where's the hope come from? If you feel that way, why wouldn't you want to fucking burn this bitch down?
I remember when I first started doing this podcast, it was me, Trell, and his brother. We live in a house in Kennesaw, everything, subdivision, how to pool, all of that.
Yeah, like it.
That rent was $1,500. It was three of us. We were split in $1,500 rent.
Right.
We checked in that house. That house is like
$3,500
now. Yeah. I'm like, damn, so you can't even... I was like, damn, $3,500. That means everyone in the house would have to come up with at least a thousand and some change. I was like, damn, yeah. There's no way 22-year-olds can do that anymore.
Well, there's a guy...
different.
A different video I watched
the other day. Yeah.
I meant to send it to you guys. He compared a $25,000 income, a $40,000 income, $100,000, a million, and a $25 million. And
ain't no big difference.
The $25,000 and the $40,000 are
difference.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In most major cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can imagine that if you're a young person and, you know, most first jobs are somewhere around minimum wage.
Right. Yeah.
You're not even going to make 25. Right. You're right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right there. And if you're negative $100 or $200 every month, that's untenable. And then if at $40,000, you're right there. You're having to rely on credit cards every now and then to bail you out of this or that.
Right.
That's untenable as well.
Right.
And if the average, I think they were saying, if you go to blackeconomics.com, the average black man makes $43,000 a year.
Right.
Average.
Only 6% of black people in this country make over $100,000.
Damn.
Only 6%.
I believe that, actually.
Damn. If $43,000 is the average for a black man, and $40,000 is $150 or $140 in debt every month based on averages, the average black man can't survive in this country by himself. And so what I was saying was, prior in our younger years, there were black people who already knew this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. were working two and three jobs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at least back then, there still were pensions. There still were
right.
career jobs where, like, you go work somewhere and you work there, and that's what you do for your whole life.
That's what you did the rest of your life.
No longer is that. So now they've erased that, what you were just trying to say. They're erasing the middle class.
Right.
Now there's only working class, poor. There's poor, working class, and elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to squash everybody down, and a couple of people are going to make it up, but most people are going down.
But
and it's everybody's disenfranchised.
But my thing is, that seems to me, if you're in the elite, short sighted,
mm-hmm.
because that only can last for so long before there's an uprising, which I feel like is what's bubbling underneath the surface of everything right now.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I think they figured that out too.
Well, I think
subscription model.
That's what's going AI is going to be. That's what AI is going to actually be. I think they figured all this shit out.
What do you mean?
AI is going to monitor the, you know, 7.5 billion people that aren't the elite.
Yeah.
It's going to set up a system where we telling each other, kind of like how China does now with the social credit score or
which
whatever.
That's why China doesn't revolt.
Right. And there's an AI system that just monitors it. They don't have to have a human monitor this shit. AI will monitor it for us.
Monitor what, though? What do you mean?
They interact.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
UK is taking it to another level.
I can report you for flip-flopping from between Democrat and Republican, and then AI is going to read my report and just issue you whatever that punishment is, and it'll just be done automatic. Nobody even look.
The thing is,
what you want to believe is that, there'll be discernment. There'll be if I'm not doing wrong or right, yeah, maybe. But the problem is those elite people, they really don't give a fuck if you live or die. They just need enough of you to do a certain kind of job so they keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
So they don't even care if you get wrongfully accused or you lose all your social credit. That's not even a thing they give a shit about. So you're like, but the right thing will happen. No, the right thing will not happen because they don't give a fuck. What are you going to say, French?
I was just saying that in the UK recently, a guy just made a couple comments on social media about that community that seems to control everything. He got arrested.
My thing is this. What I'm saying is that...
For like 21 months.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
not
is
like
that...
6 months.
Again, this is very much like back in the day, right, for me. The niggas that had the shit, right, that had things, you know, whether it was, you know, the cars and whatever. Hold on, man. Let me just finish, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
That had the expensive shit, they made themselves a target for the people that didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all you've done now is created more people that's targeting you, right? Because again, if I don't have anything to lose and you have everything, again, I'm okay with it being burnt to the ground. I'm okay with this fucking... You know what I mean? When, you know, people are talking about, we'll have a civil war, we'll do all of this shit. I'm okay with the fucking chaos that can come from, you know, starting some wild shit, like from fucking, you know, having, you know, destruction and all of that. Because again, I don't have anything already. There's nothing for me to lose but my life. But what kind of life do I already have? This life ain't, you know what I mean? It's like Triple X.
Ben Diesel no, Triple X?
Yeah, 2.2. But when he said, when
he
you want
one good movie,
when he said, when you want somebody to, you know, when you send somebody to save the world, you got to make sure they fucking like it. You know what I mean? Like, these people don't give a fuck about this world anymore.
Ooh,
so,
that was terrible. That wasn't a good quote. That wasn't even a good line in that movie.
It was a good line in the movie when because again, Samuel L. Jackson. This nigga's been in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I just watched this nigga. I was like, he's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
He does it in everything.
When he dies, we're going to notice.
No, like, it's going to be a sad
day. It's going to be a hole in the earth. We're gonna
bro,
notice.
Bro, when Sam L. is gone, it's going to be a problem because he's been so many things in so many different ways. But anyways, where you think she is? She in the hot box. That's still one of my favorite niggas.
He used to be my ring. It's a phone call,
that,
motherfucker.
That's Django for if you didn't know that one.
That's still one of my favorite roles. Him as the house nigga in Django.
Yeah.
That was great.
He played the shit out of that motherfucker.
He played the fuck out of that role, bro.
Calvin! When that nigga, when his master got shot, that nigga felt that shit. Because again, what am I without this nigga? I might be a regular ass nigga to the next white man.
Right.
Like I didn't ascend it. Right. Here, this nigga dead? Holy shit. Like, I don't know what life is gonna be.
He should have went in there and signed his own free papers real quick. That's what I'd have did.
But I mean, he was stamping shit. He was signing for the white man.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, stamping my own free paper.
He was already doing shit like a white man. Like, anyways, my point is that if we don't they've taken away hope, I think. From a lot of people, which I think is got to be a negative, you know, consequence. It's got to have a backlash. Like, you don't understand that when people become hopeless.
That's what they want, Jamie, man.
No, I don't think they can't want that because, that's not going to end well for them.
Why do you keep saying that?
Jamie Mac, they want that so we can go revolt and then now they can implement that
martial law and
that big brother surveillance.
But that's not even what I'm talking about. So Mac, you made a statement where I said false earlier. You were right. Like, when niggas used to come out with their jewelry and whatever, they were targets. No. The niggas, tell me all the times that 50 Cent got his shit took. Oh, wait.
Hold on,
let me make my point.
You're right. No, again.
I'll answer my question. When the last time you saw 50 Cent?
And I think we were talking about two different type of niggas. I'm not talking about the black niggas in the hood with the shit. I'm talking about the rich people in other places that, you know, had the BMWs and the big houses and all this shit.
Right, but I am talking about what you're talking about.
Okay.
When is the last time you saw 50 Cent get his shit taken?
I don't remember.
Never. You know why? Right. Why?
I don't know.
Because he got security everywhere, nigga. He's not a regular nigga. He's not that nigga that got a BMW or a chain. Those niggas ain't even rich. That's not even wealthy niggas. That's regular ass niggas. You're not going to get 50 Cent shit. You know why? Because you're not going to get through his fucking professional security killing squad. And the same is going to happen
Stevie Franchise get his shit took.
Who?
Steve Francis.
Who?
It's not 50.
Who, nigga? That's a regular ass nigga.
No, NBA
niggas are regular niggas. I'm talking about real niggas. They got real, like, professional special ops security and shit.
Right.
You're not going to ever touch 50 Cent, ever, unless he wants you to.
Okay.
You're not going to ever touch Elon Musk. Do you really think you're going to get close enough to do anything to Elon Musk? Never.
So you don't think that the masses, like, you don't think, like,
Elon Musk is a billionaire by himself. Right. How many times has he been robbed, my nigga? Never.
But it hasn't gotten to that point.
You're not going to get close enough to him, and that's what's going to happen. You don't even exist in the same.
So you can't storm the castle. There's no storming the castle.
How you going to get to the castle, nigga? There are going to be so many niggas that's paid before you get to the castle.
Yeah,
you'll never make it.
Yeah, the roadblock.
Because as long as you're broke as fuck, I'll give him $10 to fuck you up. And if he ever gets out of line, I'll get that nigga $20 to fuck you up. Money means nothing. $1 million is like $20.
That's, and you know, it's funny because I'm glad you brought that up because I remember growing up, to be a millionaire, meant you were set for life.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah. like, again,
but you really
like,
weren't, though. No. Nah. We just didn't know that.
Right.
We didn't know that there was more than, like, there were niggas back then that would laugh at you for saying that. Like, right. I would kill myself if $1 million was what I had to live on.
Right.
No.
Right.
That's what we thought.
We thought, right. But it seemed like, you know, if you became a millionaire.
You was good.
You for life.
Then don't say shit. You can't tell me shit.
For life. Right. Like, I don't even need to work no more.
Right.
Like, I could just sit on this and make shit happen. Where now a million ain't that.
You ain't gonna make very many years.
You're right.
And don't let one sickness happen.
Right. But so what happens when a society loses hope, right? Like, I mean, and has no hope for the future. You're saying that we just go to turning into drones and working and trying to figure out whatever.
No, he called it. He called it a year ago or so. That UBI. That's how you get people to that point where they accept that.
Basic income,
that's where you get people. That's how you get people to accept that. You make them so destitute and disenfranchised. It's like
they're gonna think they have a choice.
Like, who wants to be a boss anymore? Like, I know that there was a time when everybody was like, "Oh, I want to be a boss." Now, I mean, let me clarify, because we've changed the definition.
Yes.
Manager.
I'm not talking about entrepreneur. I'm talking about work at a company and be a boss, right? Like, be the manager or a supervisor.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to be that anymore?
Nobody really anymore.
It's like what, a try hard. Yo, try hard ass nigga.
Right.
Like, you a try hard.
But middle management.
Even higher than him. It's like, who wants to be, if you're not the CEO right. or the COO or the CIO, CTO, one of them.
Right. You're not in the board.
If you're not C-suite, nigga. Eh,
yeah.
Yeah. You're middle. You still middle manager.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, don't nobody aspire for that.
You ain't got no golden parachute, nigga?
I mean, there
are... What color your parachute?
Right. Of course, there are people who have invested, you know, 30 years or 20 years right. who are still on that path.
Right.
But I'm talking about newcomers to the industries.
Right.
New employees that are just starting in the past 5 years,
yeah.
10 years at the most. I don't want to be a boss of these fuck-ass people. They're like, I don't...
Right. Are the people that work
all
30
stress,
years for one company?
All the stress and,
that's not a thing
all
anymore.
All the stress for nothing.
I want freedom and mobility. I want to be able to move and change.
I
want to
go home.
And change direction and shit.
Fucking,
yeah.
And be done with work.
Yeah, so like the whole idea of that is pretty much gone. People do want to be entrepreneurs, but that's another lie
that's
they
a
sold
diff-
them.
Right.
That's a different lie that they...
They don't teach. Yeah, they don't teach the dark side of entrepreneurship. They just make it seem like, oh, think of the idea, create the LLC, and boom, you're rich.
Nah, the nigga that said... Love what you do and never work a day in your life. They need to shoot him. They need to publicly hang him.
Yeah,
right.
Because he's so full of shit.
Yeah,
that's not how this works, bro. Nah,
you got it. You can love it, but you won't love it for long.
Wait, is it? That's not similar to the fisherman thing, is it?
No. Just like the porno stars. Then you start loving the fuck. By year five, you like fuck
year
this shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure anything you love will turn into work eventually. You have to do it. Yeah.
All right,
like LeBron loves basketball. But I'm sure some games he's like,
I'm
fuck.
Sure basketball.
Take off
I'm
every
sure
season.
Basketball
that
is
nigga
a job
took a vacation.
To that nigga,
yeah.
nigga,
LeBron don't love basketball.
I'm sure it's a job.
He
to
loves
that nigga.
Winning.
That nigga took a vacation in the middle of the season, a mental break. Nigga, like, what the fuck? That nigga was gone for like 2 weeks in Miami.
The reason why it's different, Pac, is because Fisherman and Billionaire Story is. There's not a limit to the work that he's doing. It just happens that he can get what he needs done in a small amount. Mm. Whereas, oh my God, I forgot the fucking what was edible, bro. What was the thing I just said that made us talk about this?
You love something you don't have to work in a day.
Yeah, where that is, you might love sitting on the couch,
mm-hmm.
but how the fuck you gonna get paid from sitting on the couch,
yeah. right?
Oh, well, right. I could be a couch tester.
Yeah.
Get the fuck entirely out of my face,
yeah.
nigga.
Wayfair got that unlocked already.
Get the fuck out of my face. Stop it. Like, that's not reality, man. And the sad part is, just like you said, the next, when you matured the thought, LeBron doesn't love basketball no more. He loves winning. He loves the money and the accolades and the chance to be the greatest ever. That's what drives LeBron. I don't think he's like, oh, man, I love basketball so much. I love basketball for what it did for me.
Yeah,
right.
But right now,
right.
niggas, you're
trying to. I'm trying to. He's trying to boost his kids.
It's a job. You're going to work.
Like, I mean, he's using it to fucking prop his kids up. Like,
which,
I mean, like,
right. Which is the third thought in there,
right.
is that let's say you do love something enough to it to be your career and whatever, you're going to stop loving that shit because you get tired of it and you've attained it. You've accomplished it. So now it's just like calling it in.
That's like, I mean, I see it in, especially in the NFL. You know, these niggas be retiring at 20-something now. A lot of these motherfuckers are like, I'm done. Like, I've gotten money, but I'm not finna go through all of this. You know, the body.
That just shows you how hard football actually is.
CTE. But I think, too, that's the thing, too, right? They realize, like, it fucks your brain up more than people ever realized or admitted before, you know, recent.
I'm surprised we still have UFC in boxing. I'm surprised they ain't shut that shit down.
But this
too
is,
much money.
But the funny thing is, and someone that I was talking about
it. Come from
it,
gladiators, bro. We ain't never.
It's too much money, but no, we're capitalists. But this money's going to win all the time.
But the thing is, when I was with the Olympics, going back to the Olympics, they had rugby, and they were talking about how rough rugby is, but they don't have helmets in rugby.
But it tackle much more cleaner, too.
But that's what she was talking about. She was like, they have women's rugby this year.
But they don't, but the thing about it is, I think
The pads are actually a bad part of football.
A part, right. Like,
it's a bad part of it.
If you don't put your head covering, then you're not going to be dipping in with your neck in your head without a fucking helmet.
Right.
Like, you just don't tackle like that. But when you got a fucking, I remember the first time I got one of those fucking horseshoe neck collars, and it felt like I couldn't, you know, push my head back, like, or, you know, suffer a thing. Like, I'm dipping my head into everybody. I felt like I was a battering ram. Like, I felt like I could just, you know, crush anything with my head. Yeah. And it was like,
That's exactly.
It's like, that's not a good thing. You take that helmet off, like when they had leather helmets, and then you're like, oh, they had leather helmets.
My grandfather wore a leather helmet.
They didn't dip that. That wasn't enough to make you want to put your lead head first with that shit. And with rugby, they don't have any helmets, and they don't ever lead head first.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, why would I? I'm going to fucking get a concussion or bust my lip or, you know, crack my skull. And so the like he said, the helmets or the protection has a adverse effect as far as what is protected.
I think football is going to eventually become flag.
I mean, it's going that way because it's the moms, right? Like, you can just see it right now.
You saw that Marshawn Lynch video?
No, but I know that I've seen it. Like, the women don't want their young boys playing that shit like they used to. Like, back in the day, you didn't have moms saying, I don't want my son playing football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but now they're like, I don't want my son being a part of that. And, you know, and personally, I experienced that. My brother paralyzed his arm playing football for UC Davis.
Yeah.
So I've seen the effect, the negative effect of football and how physical it is.
I got joked, remember? I was telling you, you know, the banner, I mean, the football, Beyonce is in the band.
Right.
When I went out for the marching band after I got my ribs fractured or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I got joked for getting my ribs fractured.
Right. I mean, come on, bro. Like, how many times? Listen, I don't know how many times I got to get hurt to be good. Like, I swear, that's why I stopped me fucking from, you know, doing any kind of, like, that fucking BMX shit on a half pipe, on a fucking, you know, riding a skateboard, any of that shit. Like, I realized early on that to be good,
you're going to get hurt.
You got to get fucked up. Like, you got to go through some pain.
That's why it's always
impressive. It's not enough for me.
When I see those,
I used to fuck myself up quite a bit, and I never could get it down that way.
Where you didn't get fucked up.
Where I couldn't get fucked up, yeah.
Right.
When I see the BMX guys, I'm like, yo.
Oh, yeah, skaters and stuff. Yeah.
How the fuck you decide to keep getting back up? Because I know for you to perfect this trick.
To this day.
You have to bust your ass.
You talked about it last week, Pac, that X game. To this day, I forget that. I know dude's name was Brown. That's all I remember.
The Red Bull niggas? The niggas that be doing the
all
Red
I know is it was the giant slalom or the giant fucking half pipe where you go down that shit and then jump the gap and then go up the other side.
Mm-hmm.
When that nigga went straight up and missed the bottom, you know, he missed the ramp and came straight back down and his fucking, when he hit the ground and his Vans flew two different directions.
That's not funny, bro.
No,
come
it
on,
was wild, bro.
You make him Prince laugh. You made me laugh, though.
No, I remember funny, that video.
No, at this point, funny. At this point,
that
it was
nigga
funny.
Survived, too.
No, he definitely survived, but he didn't move for a minute, bro. Like, you're like, funny, what bro. The fuck? Like, that was wild. And
you
then when he
kept
gets
his
up,
shoe on, bro.
No, nah, his shoes was gone.
But you have to say it. You have to explain it like that.
His shoes flew all kind of different directions. Like, they exploded off that nigga feet.
Like, I thought that nigga only had two shoes. It was 10 shoes came off this nigga.
I mean, and
they exploded.
like they went as high as he did. Like they just was gone. And I was like, yo. And then he was there and everybody got quiet and it was hushed. And then when they finally got that nigga up and he's like holding his stuff and he puts his hand up and everybody's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Don't like, nah, send me an ambulance, nigga. Like,
that's why I can't understand how you tripping on Trump. That's the same thing Trump did. You should be like, yo, that nigga is ill. He was brown something. He got up on the stage and they shot him. And
when that nigga said he heals fast like Wolverine, he lost me. That nigga said, bro. When that nigga was like, hey, how's your ear? I'm a fast healer. Nigga, stop, nigga. Wolverine ass nigga. Don't do that. Adamantium ear ass nigga. Get the fuck up out of here. I'm not trying to hear that, bro. Like, you making it worse for me, bro. Like, don't do that. I don't believe you.
Hey, Trump was part of Weapon X too, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't believe that.
No, but Mac, you know, even though you claim not to be a Republican or conservative, that is absolutely what is obviously happening. I don't think anybody disagrees with that, including the people who are down there where we're about to join with.
No, for sure.
Everybody sees it. Even them. They see that we're coming down that way to them, yeah, too.
And then the young people are like, I don't want to work. Like, I don't want to do this shit. Like, and I don't know if
Work is done, bro.
And I don't know if that's what 2020 was supposed to be about, right? If that was the catalyst to kick this whole mindset.
That's what opened open our mind.
Right,
yeah.
to kick this mind state, you know, into full gear.
It did a good job.
No, it definitely
it was
did.
It was the perfect disruptor. Everybody was fucking terrified. We trusted the government, and then we didn't immediately.
Right.
And so that dissension, or whatever the word I'm looking for, how it was so fast to split,
right,
is the same thing as like if it's hot outside in the daytime and then it gets 60 degrees real quick, you're freezing. Well, that's what happened to us.
And not only that is that prior to that, everybody status quo was, we work, nigga. Like, that's what we do. Everybody does. Yeah. I mean, whether you like it or not, we work.
Yeah.
Until we didn't work. And then it's like, wait a minute. That's an option.
We don't work.
Like, life can exist, like, where you don't. There's a life where you don't work.
Yeah.
I just did 3 months of not working at all. I didn't do any work. And in some instances, I didn't do any work, and I made more money.
It's partly our fault.
I don't know if I feel comfortable ever working again. Like, you just gave me stripper fucking mentality. Like, I got $500 a fucking...
The internet, too, is helping a lot with that, too, because it's creating different avenues to make money.
It's our fault.
I made five bands this fucking night. Like, you want me to go and fucking work an office job? Like,
It's our fault, Mac and Pac. Not you, French. It's our fault.
Y'all generation?
Yeah, we started to let these kids know that this was a setup. It was rigged. It was a rigged system.
Yeah, this shit was bullshit.
And you know what they did? They believed us. And they know.
Right.
So they come out of the womb knowing, where it took us years of deprogramming to realize, yo, right, yeah, they're smiling at us, but they're not happy. They're not friendly.
Right.
This is all a fucking scam. And so as we're developing that, we're teaching our kids, you know what I'm saying, that, and so now they have that information. That's all they know.
Right.
And the next generation is second generation of that's all they know.
Right.
They can't take it. The people younger than French, they can't take it, bro.
They're like,
My generation.
I'm a work my this hard. Like,
my generation is the last one.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah. I can't, you can't get me to work harder than this.
We were practicing what we were learning on French's generation.
Right.
So they have it.
Right.
But they still have some traits of us, too.
Right.
They're still going to go to get a job.
Right.
They're going to hate their job more than we do.
Right.
But they're going to go get one.
Right.
They don't think they have a future, though, so they're on that fence, too.
Right.
But then the next generation who got it full on from the beginning to the end, whatever, they like, yo, fuck all of this.
I cannot wait to see.
We can start over. Like, I'm ready to fucking, like, reset.
The word start. I was just going to say, we can just over.
But then you compound it, right? They're fucking also that video game generation, right? Where you can just easily just hit reset. They get, you know what I mean? Like, listen, shit ain't going so good. I don't need quarters. Like, I could just fucking just reset this bitch and start this bitch over. So why can't I just do this with the fucking real world? Why can't we just reset this motherfucker right now and start anew?
I think 4-5 years from now, when the universities are no longer getting a high amount of new applicants.
Well, they're not, right?
They're not right now, but they don't have to worry yet. Because motherfuckers are still thinking. Enough kids are still applying.
Yeah.
But 5 years from now, when the kids that are freshmen in high school now, they ain't about to go to college.
Yeah.
That's when I think it's going to start with the universities. Because they're going to be like, yo, nobody applied.
But then that's... okay, but then
that kind of goes what to is what that? You were talking about last week, too, though. Or 2 weeks ago, I think, when you were talking about if... Was it? Hold on, I might be confused with one of the earlier ones, but I was listening to y'all old episodes. But there was one point you were talking about, like, if they don't have to do that because they can get money by doing little other shit, like they can just, talk to the dude and just like kind of be playful or whatever and get broke off,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck am I gonna go to college for?
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what I'm waiting for, because I want to know what Harvard's gonna do 5 years from now. When even the smart kids are not going to go.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
Yeah,
I don't think any little kid right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, because even if they're rich, they got the that dad went to Harvard. But if that dad went to Harvard, they got the bread, so they don't need Harvard anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you wanted that conversation. I don't know, bro. Like, this is not pretty.
No, because
are we still talking about the hope thing?
Yeah.
But for me, it's by design. But I have a question about that. I was just trying
for
to
For me it's by design.
But is there a difference or is there like similarities or is there like a breaking point to where like I just want to know, is there a difference between like hope and delusion?
What do you mean?
Well, because to me there's limits to everything, right? So like I get the whole, you know, hope and not wanting to burn everything down because you still believe and have faith that you can, you know, make changes and make things for the better. And, you know, trying to burn everything down kind of seems like giving up or whatnot. What if you're in a state that you can't change anything?
So then if you realize that, then I think that, and especially if you can't change anything and it's going in a direction where you... It's adverse to you. Then that just sucks the hope out of it. That takes the hope away from you. Because again, why would I, if I know it's like being on a fucking, like I saw this video. I don't know where it was at. Where this plane just fell out the sky.
In Brazil.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, when you start falling like that, yeah. Hope is gone, nigga. Yeah, like yeah, when the plane is going down, it's not even gliding.
It's not
nigga.
Like a slow. It's just
that shit is doing like the motherfucker. Like when you used to back in the day, when you could put those planes together. You can like slide the wings in the motherfucking.
Oh,
put
the ones with the air or the rubber band thing.
Right, you put the tail in and shit. But if you don't put that shit together right, mm-hmm. and that shit would just fall down. Like that shit did not glide at all. When that shit isn't even giving you no glide, and y'all just going straight down. There's no hope at this point. Like, you know what it is.
So, look, watch this. This is what's crazy about us compared to Gen Z, right? You're a millennial, right?
Yeah, he's a millennial.
They got it figured out. It's just a different figure out.
Gen Z?
Yeah. Let me tell you why. So, in that situation, right? That plane situation, we're dying. But what were you just saying about...
Hope versus delusion? Hope versus delusion.
Yeah. So, I watched this chick. She's a... I think she might be a millennial, but she was doing a TED Talk. And she said, for Gen Z, Delulu is the Salulu.
Okay, break it down. Delusion is the solution. I get that, but...
So, okay, billionaire and the fisherman, right? The billionaire didn't understand how this broke nigga didn't understand. He got more boats and got more whatever. He could spend more time just chilling and being happy. And the fisherman was like, nigga, I'm already chilling being happy. I don't need to make more money to look better when I'm chilling being happy. I'm chilling being happy right now. And they're delusional to the point where I'm happy.
Yeah,
this is cool. This is okay. Like I'm not gonna go to work. Right. Work. I'm chilling. So we're the assholes because we've been beating our asses in the ground trying to make this life. And they're like, just want less, bro. I don't want all that. Like I don't need all that. I'm good. I'm happy. They actually have it figured out.
Which is why the subscription model works for them.
It's funny because I remember saying back in the day, like as a kid, I remember thinking, like, give me a fucking spot. On a beach somewhere where I can just have my own, even if it's a thatch house.
Yes, and now like, look at you talking about, I want to have this. And where happened to the thatch house? That's what the Gen Z is asking you.
Right.
Nigga, what happened to the thatch house?
It's really a common thing, too. It's a common thought process because
tiny homes?
I can't speak for other people, but like, for example, me and the ex-wife, one of the things we said when we got towards the end is that we were happier when we had a lot less. Like, when we didn't have shit, like, we were happiest. And it's like the journey. No, it was really more of the journey to try to build this other shit we didn't need.
Right. Yeah.
That made shit more stressful, which put more weight on us, which made us, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, if we would have been just happy with what we had, we would have been straight.
Right. Delulu is a Salulu, maybe.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss. We say this.
Yeah.
It's not like we're speaking. We're speaking different words, but we're not speaking a different language.
Right.
It's just I think we're refusing to see it.
Right.
It's us.
It's
not
hard
them.
For us to see it because we've seen what we've seen for so long, so we can't see it differently.
But look though, Pac, they are the result of the shit we've been talking for all these years.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
That is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. We're like, we're supposed to be like, man, fuck all this.
The benefit that they have is like you said, they were told from jump.
Yeah.
We had to figure it out. You know what I mean? And so since we had to figure it out.
And what do? Work is a solution. Work harder. Work harder, longer. Yep.
Work harder, stronger.
Yep. And they're like, nah, Delulu is the Salulu, nigga. Like,
I swear.
I'm doing what you're saying you want. I want to just be able to relax. Yep. Nigga, I'm relaxing right now.
That's like,
I've been relaxing for 10 years.
That's like on, what's the name of Horrible Bosses 2? 4.4. Horrible Bosses 2.
I never seen it, so.
Two, what about one?
Horrible Bosses 2 is hilarious. That's the one with Jennifer Aniston in it, right? Or is that
well,
one?
Yeah, well, they both have Jennifer Aniston.
Where's the one where she got the nigga on camera pegging
it? That was two.
That was two. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
two.
That was the better one.
When she blanched in, she's like, tell me you sucked that dick like a bomb popped down
she
to the
blue.
She
was the boss.
Like down to the blue. And then she's like, he didn't fuck me like a gay guy.
I love her, man.
Wait a minute, though.
She's like fine wine, bro. She's getting better and better.
He didn't fuck me like a gay guy, and he was oddly squeamish about his asshole. Like,
what was the shit, Nigga Jack? Nigga Jack. Which one was that? That was one.
No, it was two.
Nigga Kurt.
Kurt was it? Nick Kurtnell.
Nickerdale.
Nick Kurtnell. He's like, I swear I'm not hearing that right. Key? He was like, was it not Pell? Because Pell is the one. Jordan Pell is the one that does Nope, right?
Yeah.
So Key is the Keegan. Other. You're right, Keegan. Keegan or yeah, whatever. Right. And he's like, I swear, I'm not hearing
that
right.
Like, a fool,
how about when that nigga? How about nigga like, wrote the?
Y'all gonna have to change that name.
How about that nigga wrote on the dry erase board?
Murder.
The murder.
He's like, speed.
That's a sharp he's, P.
Kidnapping. He said it would be with another P. Like that's kidnapping. It's not kidnapping. It's key. We're not gonna kidnap anybody, nigga. Like that movie is hilarious, bro. I swear to God, that movie. But when he said when they brought him the shower buddy, and he said, "Listen, he said, what happened to all the hard work speech and all?" He's like, "Oh, you thought that hard work built wealth?" He's like, "Nigga, the only thing that builds wealth is wealth." Like, let me just tell you that right now.
Right.
And the other dude is like, "Oh, you want to make some shit in America?" He said, "Let me tell you, bro, the American dream is made in China."
Right, but that's what I'm saying. We exposed that, and now our kids, or maybe some of our kids,
right?
They got it,
right?
And like, it's us that's wrong.
Work hard is not going to build you wealth. Like he's like, bro, the only thing that builds wealth is wealth, bro. I'm sorry, I lied to you.
How many times have I said that?
Hey, for real.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Pac, we appreciate you coming through, bro. Anybody got anything they want to like tour dates? Y'all got tour dates?
Nah,
I just hear the other podcasters say something.
Nah. But we do got a fantasy draft for the No Nonsense Fantasy Football Fantasy League coming up on the 25th at 8. In case you ain't fucking opened the app or looked in the Slack or whatever, but if you was part of the league last year, I'm expecting y'all niggas to be a part of the league this year. Don't be bitching out.
I got some tour dates. Me and my good pal Joe Rogan, we're going down to Austin, and we're gonna do.
I don't know. You know what I do have? I just had this urge to slap this nigga's thigh though, like just like pow.
Yeah, well, you know the gay boys, they wear a lot of the little short shorts, you know. So you gotta watch them though, because they'll turn. The frogs are gay.
If the
frogs are gay, same with the Haitians, same water.
If you can, if I was guaranteed that the smack sound would be picked up on the mic, I would have done it. But if it was just gonna be a silent smack, then you know, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that would have been kind of weird.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know when I want to
like,
smack it though.
No, nigga, because I don't want you to do it no more. Like it's almost like a deterrent. And let's stop because you don't, nigga. You the nigga that everybody's pushing.
Wait, we smack things when we don't want them to do it anymore now.
Yeah, you smack a motherfucker right across their lips. Like you say something and get smacked.
I was thinking more like when I slap a girl ass or something. Like that's normally like a good thing.
I mean, that's one smack, but there's a lot of motherfuckers like on Tombstone. You rap a motherfucker across the mouth, get some respect. You know what I mean? Shit, you didn't see that. You didn't probably get that far. But anyways, French, people was questioning you when you talk about we see, and I don't want you to fucking answer that and try to claim what you meant by we'll see. But niggas was like, what the fuck that nigga was talking about? Like, niggas was hitting me on the fucking, like, direct text message. Like, I had listeners text messaging me, nigga. Like, I don't know how they got my number. I do know how they got my number. But anyways, they was like, when that nigga said, we'll see? Yo. I'm like, hey, undercover brother.
Would you give that money?
No.
No, undercover.
Eddie Griffin? That shit was funny.
Yeah, okay, so that shit was again, funny though. So the first, the undercover brother with Eddie Griffith, I'm gonna give it Mm-mm. I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3 because it was fucking what was Dave Chappelle's name? He was what brother was he? He was a conspiracy brother. Like good as in what? Like go as. And not only that, Neil Patrick Harris, nigga. Oh, yeah. Like, how does nigga get a fucking job? Like, nigga, I've been fucking sleeping on pissy mattresses, and you go get this nigga? Like, no, there was Undercover Brother was a 3 for sure. Strong, solid 3.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense, because even though the liberal elites are bringing the world to a crashing halt, sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.